Jenny, as they would call it. I thought that was something at street fairs and carnivals. I didn't know you had flying jennies at home. Did you have? I thought they were more of an amusement thing. That was my idea about it.
I see.
You might have a post that you'd twirl around that way. But I mean, flying jenny was more of a. Well, it was more like the. Well, you got up on a horse, or you'd sit in a little thing, look like a little sleigh or something, and go around. You know, that kind of a street fair, carnival kind of ride for a dime.
I see. And the thing that you suspend from ropes and children go back and forth.
Well, I don't know what they call that, but a swing. Is there any other name?
Childhood, swing. Doesn't sound familiar.
Uh-uh. But people, I think you see those now. If somebody has a good limb on tree.
It's just a swing.
Uh-huh. And then I have seen people have them on a porch, you know. They'd come from the ceiling of a porch down.
And I think there's
one over across the street here.
No,
I mean, used to be. I've seen one like that. I never did have one like that on the porch myself, but that was one from another day and time, I think.
You didn't have one because...
I don't think... No, I never did have one.
Was it considered out of fashion?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe that we... Maybe this one I know was from somebody of another day and time and just never had been taken down. Oh, that Miss Kate's house, don't you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that you would keep coal in to feed the fire, what was that called?
Coal scuttle. Or coal bucket. Sometimes people call them coal buckets, but coal scuttle usually.
And in the kitchen you say you had a coal range.
Uh-huh.
Now, what connected the range to the chimney?
Stovepipe, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
Was there any other name?
Sometimes they're called flues.
Well, I thought the flue was the brick part, not just the metal, round metal thing. I thought the flue had to do with the brick.
Inside the chimney.
Well, yes, and some people would, you've seen little cabin-like things where this little brick thing sat up on the roof, and it should come down to the floor, you know, inside to make it safe. But that little thing sitting on top, wouldn't that be a flue? I think that...
Rather than a chimney.
I think so, if it was just sitting up high like that.
I see.
I think a flue is not... Harris, a flue, it wasn't as... Wasn't like a chimney, because a chimney is supposed to come to the ground, and a flue is a little fire hazard, isn't it?
What we'd call a flue is to take that chimney there and put a hole in it up above the mantelpiece, and then have a stove run up there.
Oh no, Harris, that's no.
That's what I'd call a flue.
Oh no, that would be flue. Flues are these things that people have that catch these little houses on fire. They're sitting up on top of a roof, I thought.
Well, that's true too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now, in the way that you mean it, the flue would be from the hole in the chimney down to the...
To the stove, or whatever it was.
To the outlet up above.
And then
that... What she's talking about, these little cabins have on the outside little...